Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I swear to you, we're going to talk about the MLB All-Star Game and All-Star Selection, but real quick.
If you're heading south on 75, go ahead and exit now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it is a mess.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about stuff that maybe our kids say that sometimes get us in trouble.
The darndest things.
We were reading this book. And it was about like this tickle monster from outer space. I don't know why we bought this book. It feels very inappropriate. And it will be like, I'm going to tickle you next. It's going to be neat because I'm going to tickle your feet. But he has this one line and it's like, next thing I'm going to tickle is just for the kiddies.
What?
And you're just like, hold on. What?
I'm sorry.
And then you turn the page and it's like, your underarm pitties. And my wife and I both got really nervous that she like maybe bought the wrong book without like looking through it, because it's about this alien from outer space who comes and tickles you. And you're like, what have you done, Jess?
What?
And
that sounds like a terrifying.
The point is, it's still a creepy book.
Alien anyway.
And then once he's done tickling the kid, he flies off. Like it really feels like he got busted for something on his planet. And he's like, I'm going to go fly around. If anybody knows the name of that book, help me out.
I hate being tickled. I like this is a thing where Adrian, when the kids were all younger and they were all wrestling, you know, we're all wrestling on the bed. Everybody loves to wrestle, you know, wrestling's mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. We're all wrestling and everything. And if the kids ever got me into a position where, you know, they thought they were winning, Adrian would go tickle him. Oh. And I would tell them, I will throw you across the house. All right. Not just the room, the entire house. You need to understand, I do not like being tickled. And so they all know. They all know, Kevin.
Okay.
I feel like I can't breathe, and I don't like that feeling.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
As Anthony Rumble Johnson once said.
He said the reason why he taps out is because he likes to breathe.
He said air is good.
That's a true story. By the way, a couple more football updates for you. John Elway is not going to face any charges in the death of his agent. Remember we talked about that?
Sad.
In the golf cart and everything. And then maybe we talk about this longer form at another time, but did you see Randy Moss said that he thinks Justin Jefferson could be on pace to be the greatest receiver ever?
Oh, I did not see this.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously.
I agree. I can see that because of what he's done so early in his career, and he's the number one target. He's the guy sure. on that team. He's going to get all the passes, plus he can do so well there. That's interesting. Does he have the longevity for it?
Sure. And that feels like really high praise coming from somebody who's arguably the second best wide receiver of all time.
You think Randy Moss thinks that?
He probably thinks he's the best, right?
I don't know. I really.
That is a good question.
I don't know
I'm
if he's
sure.
like that egotistic or if he's just like, nah, man, I get it. I understand where Jerry stands compared to me.
Yeah, that is a good question. Now, My next question for you guys here is the way the MLB All-Stars are selected outdated, or is this what the people want? So Jacob Mizorowski became a flashpoint over the weekend. He got picked to be an All-Star replacement. He has thrown in five games for all of 25.2 innings.
He's electric.
And so I guess that was my question, because the thought is maybe Trey Turner, maybe Ranger Suarez, maybe Christopher Sanchez would have been like the replacements. And Trey Turner, for example, had very strong thoughts about it. What a joke. That's effing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is terrible, dude. Nick Castellanos said that he remembered what Craig Kimbrell once told him about the All-Star game. It's turning into the Savannah Bananas. And it's just, you saw so many people mad. And I'm going to go to you on this, Corey, because you've talked about this a couple of times in the past. Do you think they made a mistake in not picking like a quote-unquote more qualified player? Because this is the fewest games ever played by somebody who's named to the All-Star game. Or do you think they picked the player that people want to see over, with all due respect, Trey Turner, Ranger Suarez, etc.?
I think that. And I do believe that those were teammates, that they're upset that their teammate didn't get it. I get that part of it. I do also think, though, is Sanchez is 28, 29. Suarez, 28, 29. Mizorowski's 23. And I do wonder if that's like the future and that's what they're looking at too. Did we do a good enough job of marketing and highlighting the future of the sport, the young up and comers?
Yeah.
And this, I think, is an opportunity to create some of that. Last year, Paul Skeens, you know, like immediately, he's in it. Now, he had pitched more.
Like three times as much, but you're right.
But he immediately was in it. And granted, Paul Skeens is a lifetime All-Star. He's shown you that already.
Probably.
But this is a situation where I think that they're looking at, how do we get people involved and lifetime fans of players earlier on? Do we do a good enough job of marketing? And I don't think they have in the past. Now, you could also say, well, what about Sanchez? What about Suarez? Don't they need the marketing as well? I agree with that, but I don't love that they're just kind of forcing this, but I don't agree with the Savannah Bananas part.
You do or do
I
not?
I don't.
Do not.
The All-Star game isn't a bit. It's supposed to be fun, but it's not a bit.
Yeah.
And the Bananas, they're playing high-level baseball at and doing a bit at the same time.
Right.
That's supposed to be fun, too. There always seemed, though, the All-Star game had this level of integrity, very high integrity, but all those best players were going to have some fun on that day.
Yeah.
Like Torii Hunter and Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
That moment right there, just, that was so much fun.
Switching positions with Ripken and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like those kinds of things, that's what the All-Star game should be about. And I don't think, I think people get too bent out of shape about who makes it and who doesn't. But I guess, there is money involved with somebody.
Okay. So there's money involved, but here's the other thing. And I guess I hadn't really thought about this. When you talk about greatness in baseball, all-star appearances are part of the conversation.
Yes.
And so I'm not saying it's going to be these three particular players, but when you look at players for the Hall of Fame, all-star appearances are part of what gets talked about. And like, let's say Trey Turner were to take off, or any of these guys were to take off and like make a push at the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying eight all-star appearances versus seven would be like the sole factor. But I do wonder if like one less all-star appearance here or there could make a difference, not only from a monetary standpoint, from a greatness standpoint, from a contract negotiation standpoint, all of those things.
How is the Pro Bowl selected?
It's very similar in terms of fan voting and then player voting.
But
as
that
well.
Because it's a physical sport the way it is, and the amount of money, the athletes were like, we're not going to play.
Well,
like,
and that's why they changed it. Yeah. That's why they don't even pretend that they're going to play the game anymore.
The hockey All-Star games, that's pretty good fun All-Star game. Especially this year, they changed it, and it was a lot of fun.
Agreed.
The we've always said, though, the baseball game feels like a real baseball game.
More than the rest.
You're going to usually get a pitcher for six innings. in a regular game. You're getting a pitcher, you know, rotated through in this, but it does feel like there you can play baseball without risking injury to that level.
I agree.
When you say Pro Bowls, talking about somebody's history, nobody cares.
I agree.
How many All Pros?
For sure.
In the NBA, All-Star games are important.
Yeah.
But all NBAs that just in all defensive, those are the things that matter the most. But in baseball, this one does stand out. It does.
So to go along with this, I can't remember who said this. I apologize. It was some player. Have we moved past the time when every team needs to get an All-Star? Like, I know people are bent out of shape about Mizorowski.
Are you saying that's a dumb rule?
Yes. So have we not gotten past, like, I think Jacob DeGrom made it legitimately. I think we all agree on that, even though he's not going to pitch now. But, like, let's say Nathan Eovaldi hadn't come back and Jacob DeGrom wasn't pitching the way he was. Do the Rangers have a real all-star? And how many players who actually should have been an all-star have gotten jobbed out of it over the years? Because you're like, oh, we got to take somebody from Oakland or Kansas City or now Texas or whatever.
That is the currency of having a national business.
How come they don't do it in the NBA?
You have to. Well, the MLB says that we want all of our markets paying attention to the game.
Okay.
And so even if you're waiting for until the eighth inning to see your dude from Baltimore play, you're still going to wait until that eighth inning to see your dude from Baltimore play.
How come we haven't gotten a Rangers replacement then? Because there's no Ranger that's going to play in this All-Star game. I think you're probably right.
Because Bochy called him and was like, I don't want any of my guys playing. They need a break. Do you not see the crap we're dealing with right now? Come on, we're trying to make a run here.
Man, that does actually, kind of feel like.
They would respect Bochy on that one, I think.
I
see where you're going with that.
But though, I was just fascinated that so many people are upset about Mizorowski. And I get why that is. But it doesn't ever seem like in the past you got anywhere near as much, you know, frustration or anything like that for all these token all-stars because you had to take one from this particular team, even though you're like, that guy doesn't deserve to be an all-star.
So the question you asked was, is the way that they do it outdated?
And I think from a couple of different perspectives.
Is that specifically, or yeah, are you talking about the way the voting is created?
So I think it's from two different perspectives because the voting only handles part of it.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the managers selecting and stuff like that. And so if you're talking about, like, we want to get people invested, right? Do you care about seeing this pitcher who has had a ho-hum career but's doing well this year? Do you care about seeing them out there? Or do you care about the guy who can throw the ball 102 miles per hour going up on the hill against Aaron Judge just to see what's what?
That's the dude I want to. That's what I want to see. That absolutely is what I want to see.
And so I don't understand why it goes one way in terms of how dare you put this kid in there. He hasn't earned it. But we have to have all teams represented. Like, this is a little league basketball game where everybody has to play.
You do have to admit, though, and while it was fun for us, it was pretty ridiculous the way the All-Star team looked a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When the Rangers had the entire infield. And, you know, like, that was pretty ridiculous how that laid out.
I will most certainly admit I loved it, and I thought it was super fun as a kid. I'm with you. I would watch to see the Rangers. Then you got to the point where you're like, all right, my guys aren't starting. Mm-hmm. I'll check in like the sixth or seventh inning. But that seems to just get a total pass.
And there also, Kevin, there was a thing about back then, we didn't get to see a lot of these guys outside of,
that's true,
if they were playing against our team.
Now you can watch.
So when was I going to see Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
You know, when was I going to see some of these great names that I hear so much about, unless I see them play in the All-Star game, because we just didn't have the same access that we have now. And I don't know if I take that for granted now.
And I think it's much less likely that you'll hear somebody be like, I could never watch Mizorowski pitch if not for this. You're like, you probably could. By the way, this article is on The Athletic several days ago, and I've been meaning to bring this up. Who is the weirdest, or I guess most forgotten, All-Star for each team in the past quarter century? Do you remember for the Texas Rangers in 2008, Milton Bradley was an All-Star for the Texas Rangers?
That's where we were, Kevin, at that time.
Hey, and at that time, he was having a hell of a season. He was hitting 321 with an AL best 999 OPS and was the starting DH at Yankee Stadium. It's just Milton Bradley is not a player that I think about in the pantheon of Rangers history.
How many times in Milton Bradley's career was he an all-star?
Ooh, I'm going to say twice.
Once.
Just that time?
That one time. Kevin, also that year,
hell yeah,
he finished 17th in MVP voting.
Mm.
So that's the only time he was ever considered for MVP. One time. Was he the one that believed in dinosaurs or the one that went up to the booth and got mad about that? Because Carl Everett was one of those.
I thought the dinosaur one was older, okay. And I believe in dinosaurs. No, they believe in me.
Yeah, there's something. I'll go look it up,
Kevin. Also believe in dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. By the way, one quick note for you. Marquise Grissom Jr. played in the Futures game, and he was rocking a pair of Chipotle-inspired kicks. The little swoosh on the Nike emblem was made up of foil from Chipotle.
Really?
And I thought that was just really neat. Even though Freebirds is better. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Did it
coming
start
up
in
next,
College Station?
That's right.
All right.
Biased. Coming up next, more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for a training camp only a week away now.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 Go Men's Tea today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, plus AM on the FM. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Lance is going to be in the shotgun on second and goal from the one. Freeman to his right. Play fake. Fade right side of the end zone. Flournoy all alone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to more Cowboys questions that matter in a minute, but got some draft updates for you. Now, A lot of people thought the Angels maybe did not do the best job yesterday with their number two pick that MLB Pipeline had ranked at number, I think number 20, something like that. It was way lower than that. And one particular person who covers MLB said, I'm really high on that man Bremner, and this is still shocking.
Oh.
But hopefully we don't just take MLB.com and their opinions into account, because the Rangers picks thus far, their number one overall pick, which was 12th, he is ranked 22nd by MLB.com. Their second pick, which was 52, is ranked 70th. Their third pick, which is 84, is ranked 89th. Their fourth pick, Mason McConaughey, who is pick number 115, is not ranked in MLB's top 250. Neither is their sixth pick at 175. Their fifth pick, Ben Abelt, at 146. He is ranked 205. But
is he from the TCU kid?
Yes.
Nice.
We're turning it around. Paxton Kling. He was pick number 205, seventh round. MLB has him at pick 162. So, hey. But again, nobody knew who Evan Carter was, and he helped us win a World Series.
Kevin, I have an update on the Milton Bradley, Carl Everett conversation from earlier.
Update me.
2008, Milton Bradley stormed out of the Rangers clubhouse after an 11-5 victory over Kansas City. Went up four flights of stairs looking for radio TV announcer Ryan LaFevre. He was upset about some things that he said. LaFevre says that it was a conversation about Josh Hamilton and how he turned his life around, and it didn't seem that Milton Bradley had done the same. And Nolan at the time was like, man, we're really upset about this because he's done a lot of work to turn things around. JD caught him and Wash caught him before he got there and everything. So that was the Milton Bradley All-Star Game year, by the way. He turned his life around that year, obviously. Okay. Carl Everett, I got the quote.
So I was going to say, what's a better update, Corey's update or the Cars for Kids update?
I didn't quite hear
that. That song's different. They changed it.
Carl Everett on dinosaurs. The Bible never says anything about dinosaurs. You can't say there were dinosaurs when you never saw them. Somebody actually saw Adam and Eve. No one ever saw a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So I just wanted y'all to know those stories were real from the last segment. I needed to make sure I gave y'all an update on some old stories. Nobody ever saw T-Rex. They saw Adam and Eve, though. That rib of his.
You know what? I don't want to get into this because I know biblical experts have spicy dinosaur opinions.
Yeah, I don't want to have that conversation either. That was the quote.
Okay. Nobody saw a dinosaur. You know, the most interesting part is sometimes you'll hear that, like, maybe a dinosaur was like, rawr! And you're like, that's not, I thought he was like, rawr! And they're like, no, it might have been different than you think.
Stop it. From the 901, Milton Bradley storms out of clubhouse after not getting all money from under free parts. Stop that. It's not that Milton Bradley.
All right.
Stop it.
More Texas Rangers questions. Nope. Dallas Cowboys questions that matter. This is how excited I am about this baseball team beating Houston in that series. Which player on the Cowboys do you think makes the biggest year two jump? I want to get y'all's opinion, but also 877-881-1053. Is it Guyton, Beebe, Leafau, Halen Carson?
This is interesting. Yeah. The other day, somebody texted in and said we were ridiculous that we didn't say Leafau being the team's MVP or something like that. And I was like, whoa.
Oh.
And I really do hope he takes another step. Dude plays with his hair on fire, man. I love the way that he plays. I need him to be a little more aware. That's a couple times there were plays where I was like, dang, he overran that or he didn't see something happening. I would love it if he's the one, because that means your defense is playing better. But yeah. I think it has to be Guyton. Guyton, for me, maybe I've been too rough on him. You think I've been too rough on him?
No.
My number for him is down in like the 30s, all right, out of 100.
Ooh.
So, for me, I need him to jump up. So that's what I think. I think he's going to be better. Looking at him physically this offseason, he looks more like an NFL football player than he did last year.
Okay.
And on top of that, the work that he's done this offseason, he understands what he had to do. He knows. He's said it. And he's working with the right people. So I think he's going to take the biggest jump, and he has to take the biggest jump for this team to be good.
Alec, who is your year two Cowboys player set to take the biggest jump?
Guys, I think it's ridiculous that you haven't talked about Leifel enough, you know, so MVP, true. If you ask me. No, seriously, I do think that he's going to thrive in this defense, and I'm excited to see what he can do because he might not have been the most clean and like all around complete player in that defense last year, but it seemed like every time he showed up on tape, his hair was on fire and he was just really fun to watch. So if he keeps that energy on top of adding some football IQ and adding maybe some whispers from a Matt Eberflus into his ear, like, hey, like, here's what you can be working on. Here's what I want you to do. You know, I think that the right coaching situation here, not to say that he had bad coaching last year by any means, I do think that he's in a really good spot to show that he can be a true starter on this team.
I like that Alex said whispers in his ear from Eberflus because we refer to Eberflus as the linebacker whisper. Like, he's very good when it comes to what that position is supposed to be doing. That's what he was coaching here. And everywhere he's gone since, he's had stout linebacker play.
Since we're talking about Pro Bowls and all pros, I found this story to be really interesting. So in the last 15 years, the Cowboys have drafted 10 players that got at least one all pro selection.
Pretty cool stat, man.
It is. And it's by far the best in the NFL. I guess my question is kind of, are you still able to be impressed at that sort of draft acumen when the Cowboys don't win?
Yes.
Okay. So you're able to like...
They're separate things. The reality is that they do draft. They have good picks.
Agreed.
I don't know that we can say the same reality for the Rangers.
Like, yes.
Our question is always, is it the development or is it the drafting?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the same thing. As a team, it doesn't work out after that. And sometimes they really hit on that first rounder and then everything else is kind of like, oh, yeah, that was nice. You know, like that was fine.
Right.
But yeah, I think that you can acknowledge it without saying that it's made that much of a. On the years that they win, on the years that they're pretty good, it's because they are getting that productivity from their younger players.
Alec, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to skip ahead to the next question and start with you. This is something that DallasCowboys.com posed, and I was intrigued. Do the Cowboys have any dogs on this team? So I think going back, Zach Martin probably would have fit the bill. I feel like Jordan Lewis fit the bill. Maybe you thought DeMarcus Lawrence fit the bill. All those guys are gone. Do you believe the Cowboys have any dogs on this team? And if so, who?
They absolutely do. Again, it kind of goes back to Corey's point about the drafting thing. Does it exactly correlate with their success? No, and it doesn't have to. That's fine. I would say that CeeDee Lamb is.
Ooh, okay.
He might not be the most boisterous guy on the field, but if anything, I think it is that calm composure whenever he is destroying defenses. He's the same guy all the time. It's like, yeah, I do this. You know, this is my day job. Mm-hmm. Another one that comes to mind for me is Tyler Smith. Again, okay. He's not the up in your face. He's not, you know, tackling guys after the play just to assert his dominance. You know, like he's the protector. He is the first name that I think of on this offensive line now that Zach Martin has retired. And without even playing a single snap in the NFL, I think Booker fits into that conversation too.
Yeah.
The way that he's hosting a youth camp and he's still giving it his all against kids.
Did you see the quote?
Yeah, and he was like, nobody beats Tyler Booker
at the Tyler Booker football camp. Like,
this is amazing. I love his attitude already. So yeah, there are some dogs on this team. There's not many, but there are a few that stand out.
We're so close that sometimes we look at it a different way. Micah is a dog.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
He is also, his bark has been bigger than his bite, but that's not saying that his bite isn't big.
Yeah.
Like he's an elite defensive end player. He's an elite edge rushing player. He's in the top five category.
I agree.
So he is one. I think Ezeraku's going to be one too. That's a dude right there that I'm very excited about. And I think he is going to be one of those guys that you look back and you go, oh, that is a dog right there.
Can I ask about two more players? neither coming off their best season. Jake Ferguson and Donovan Wilson.
Jake is, last year he was not.
Yeah.
Last year he was a wounded pup. And he played, and who was the other one?
Donovan Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Donovan, he's one of those dogs, though, that, like, he's got that mentality.
Yeah.
Like we were saying about Leofau, sometimes he goes the wrong direction. And you're like, why did that happen just now? And then you're like, then he makes a play where he lights somebody up, forces a fumble, picks it up, and gets 10 yards. And you're like, that's why you deal with some of the other errors, because he's going to make a play like that.
And I see multiple people saying overshown. I hear you on that. I don't dispute that at all. It's just, we've talked about this at great length. I just don't know how much, if any, you're going to see from him this year. But I definitely agree with that. All right. Staying simply on the field. All right. So we're not taking in structure of the management or anything like that. We're 1 week away from the start of training camp, or being in Oxnard for training camp. What is your number one concern about this team heading into training camp?
Tyler Guyton.
Because he's in the 30s.
Yeah. And which somebody was like, that would be the lowest grade ever on Madden. And it's, again, I think that he's going to be better. But if he's not, what's their plan? And that's something we discuss a lot of times with the Cowboys, is do they have a backup plan?
Yeah.
Do they have a worst case scenario laid yeah. out? And so that's my concern there. Other than that, if this defense doesn't get it together, like, you know, hopefully they were able to piece it together real fast. If not, they're in trouble. But it starts with Guyton for me. And I'm putting a lot of pressure on this kid, man.
Sure. I think he would welcome that.
I think he needs to understand how important that is. And I think they all do.
I'd say offensive line is really high up there for me, but not more so than the defensive line. I just want to see how everything shakes out with defensive tackle. We already know that Mozzie is going to get the first shot at everything because of, one, his tenure and two, his draft slot. But I just want to see how well they defend the run. You know, if it seems like they at least have a goal, if they have an idea of what it's going to look like, because I know it's going to be t-shirts and helmets for a lot of it.
Right.
But if it looks like they have this, you know, same mentality every single snap, if it looks like they understand where they're supposed to be, you know, if the rotations, it looks like everybody's kind of producing in the same way where, you know, because if it gets to a point where Mozzie's off the field and you're like, oh no, he's off the field.
Yeah.
You're in a really bad spot if you're saying, please get back on the field. Or maybe he's progressed so much that's, you know, just a natural thing. That would be amazing. But I think stopping the run is probably still number one for me.
Now, this could go any number of directions, so however you feel about it, let's hear it. We mentioned it earlier. Do you believe Dak Prescott is the 79th best player in the NFL? Give or take.
I got to see who the other 78 are.
Okay. And then he could be like, I have my head of him. Because,
Kevin,
him.
Where do you think it? You give me a list of 100.
Yeah.
Where do you think I would put Dak?
Like 50.
Exactly.
Or 51.
I would put him right in the middle of the list.
Yeah.
Because that's what this team is at the moment. Now, can he be better? Yes. He has been better before. I've seen it. I watched it. And I gave him credit for it when he was. Last year, he was not. And so, everybody has to be better for this team to be able to win. But yeah, I would put him somewhere at 50. So, but I don't think he's closer to 100. Somebody texted in earlier, and I really have a lot of respect for the text they said. They said they think that Dak is too good to be a backup, but not good enough to carry a team on his own.
Okay.
And I totally get that. You're kind of in that space, and that's why you don't give a $260 million contract to somebody like that.
Preach.
But you're in that space where you're like, man, he is good, but he's not going to be transcendent whenever we need him to be, especially in the playoffs. We haven't seen that yet.
I'd say at this point in his career, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't have the stance anymore to fight it, if anything. Like, I'm okay with settling there, because you start thinking about in other positions, you think about some other veterans and stuff that might be in a similar situation to him, but they're just not the quarterback, not getting as much conversation, but they might be a little bit better than him just because they're simply available. which he isn't historically to this point. So, you know, I start thinking about those factors, and it's more so I'm tired of trying to fight against that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm okay with it for those reasons, because after we're in year 10, you know, there's not many things that I can advocate to put him in a better position. So I think he's in the top 100 for sure, and I could make an argument for pretty much any spot.
Interesting. All right, I like that breakdown from you gentlemen. All right, so those are all my Cowboys questions for now. We'll probably get to some more tomorrow when we're at Whataburger in Frisco off of El Dorado. I just wanted to throw one more MLB drafting out there before we get to what really matters, and that's AM on the FM. Have you seen the Colorado Rockies social media team with the father-son dynamic of the MLB draft and everything like that?
Mm-mm.
All right. So the Rockies took Ethan Holliday fourth overall yesterday, 27 years after drafting his dad.
It's pretty cool.
And there's a couple pictures that stood out. There's one of just little Ethan Holliday in like Rockies gear that looks amazing. But it's the other one when he's maybe a couple of months old and his dad is carrying him around in his Rockies gear and everything like that. And it's just,
it is cool.
It is super cool. There was some thought that maybe he would go one and you would have Jackson Holliday one, Ethan Holliday one, but Ethan Holliday still went four, goes to the team that drafted his dad. It's just a really neat story.
Why do all the Holliday boys look 12?
Hmm.
You notice this?
Alec, your thoughts? Alec.
Yeah, they've got good genes, man. Because whenever they start getting up there in age, it's going to be a blessing. But right now, absolutely, they do look like they're still supposed to be playing high school ball. At best.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield. Texas 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. To answer today's question of the day, talk a little bit of All In, bit of a recap of Saturday as I was out there at Globe Life Field for AEW's big event of the year, biggest in U.S. history for them.
Does that stadium host a good event like that?
It does.
Yeah, okay.
I've now been to a concert there. I've been to a wrestling show, obviously plenty of baseball games, graduations. Like that, it's just a great venue to do something grand.
Okay.
It really is.
I went to see Chris Stapleton there and it was really nice. I just didn't know how this kind of played.
I've always been concerned about like the non-baseball game at a baseball field.
Yeah.
Because the shapes and like the angles of the ballpark. And I'm like, how is that going to work? That makes no sense. But, you know, it kind of made sense whenever you started to walk in and you see the layout. It's like, okay, all of center field is just blocked out. And you've got this giant set that's almost pointing towards like right center is where it's kind of got the most space to play with.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, it makes perfect sense now once you see it in person. And everybody showed up and they showed out. So it felt a lot more like dense than it really was. You start to hear like the 25,000 to 30,000 people range. It felt louder. It felt more packed. So good for them for showing up and showing out. We'll get to that here in just a little bit though. And if we got some time, my favorite category of audio lately that is not Masterpiece of the Week is just Joe Mazzulla clips.
Yeah.
I got a date idea from him.
Oh.
That just solidifies his stance as a psycho. We'll get to that if we have time here today.
September 9th.
Yeah.
That's a date.
Yeah.
That is. Send in your favorite date. Why not? But the question of the day, gentlemen, we go back to the national day calendar. There's a really odd combination of national holidays today. One of them kind of concerning. We have National Tape Measure Day.
What do you use that for?
We've all done it.
All right.
Yeah. To measure like a room.
Yeah. Measuring space on my wall to see if this poster I bought at All In fits on my wall.
Okay. Well, where do you start that measurement? Do you start it
on one side of the room and then you walk to the other side of the room?
That's right.
At the top of the baseboards, or do you start it at the bottom? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like this goes
hand in hand. That was the classiest way I could have possibly put that.
I feel like this goes hand in hand, Kevin. Today is National Nude Day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm. That's why I said concerning. And then
what does that mean?
It's literally started by nudist groups. So like it's legit what you think it is.
You know what I feel about that.
Do you ever get the sense that like in real life, it's probably a whole lot more people that you don't want to see naked?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen shows.
Really?
Reality shows.
Uh-huh.
And
okay, question.
You know, I feel freer when I don't have clothes on.
What's the point of naked and afraid if they don't show them naked?
Or afraid.
I mean, they could be afraid whether you have clothes on or not. I just thought, like, if you're naked and afraid, they'd been like, here's this person naked.
It's the idea of it.
Okay.
The idea of being naked.
Do you think they're really naked?
They could be wearing the sock. Have y'all heard of that?
Yes.
Is a nude colored sock.
Yeah.
That they put on.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And there's one for women too.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. I actually learned something.
Patch.
Yeah. I actually learned something today.
So ridiculous.
And it is National Mac and Cheese Day,
oh,
gentlemen.
So man.
I'm going to ask you and the Tolos, 877-881-1053, the ultimate side dish is what?
It's mac and cheese. Maybe people will bring up other ideas that will trump that, but I feel like mac and cheese can get made so many different ways.
That's right.
And it feels like it will go with anything. You know, like, you're like, yeah, I'll take some mac and cheese. Maybe I wouldn't normally pair it with my steak, but why the hell not? It's mac and cheese.
Is there like a kind of special mac and cheese that you like bacon mac and cheese, brisket mac and cheese?
See, and all of that is great.
Hurtado has an amazing, is it hatch chili? Hatch
yes.
Chili?
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
That is my favorite. That is my personal favorite kind of mac and cheese.
I love just the regular but baked macaroni and cheese, and it's got that kind of crispy crust on the top that you gotta
the breadcrumbs
yeah oh my god, that's the best.
So do you like it real rich and
I think I've moved towards that direction.
And there was a restaurant, I don't know that it's here anymore, it's called Hibiscus. It was over here off of Henderson, Knox and Henderson area, and they had that exact kind, like,
so
when I went there, it was the richest. Whenever we took some home, whenever I opened the box the next day, the butter was just caked in there, like it was that dense, and it was a heavy box. My kids love Kraft mac and cheese box, and I always try and like spruce it up with some extra cheese and stuff, and they're like, why'd you do that, you ruined it. I'm like, what are you talking about, this is not the best. And they're like, nah, just leave it the way it is. I'm like, all right, fine.
Hey, enjoy that while you can, that their taste is still simple, because that's one of the things that I've hated about aging is I start to realize, oh, this isn't the best available. You know, even though it's great that it costs, you know, $1.49 per box, but this is awful, you know, and I've hated that because now I'm like, oh, well, $10 to actually enjoy what I'm eating. That's not cool.
I think it's tater tots or French fries. I think that's the best. Mashed potatoes, anything potato-y. Is my favorite side dish.
I'm gonna be ruling on this. Yeah, do all things potato count, or does he need to pick one?
I think there needs to be one to rule them all. There's a lot of potatoes out there.
Fried regular potato.
So like tots. Whole potato?
Yeah, tots.
Oh, okay. Tots. I was like, what the hell is that?
So you just drop it in the deep fryer and just go to town? Like, that would be
potatoes delicious.
That would be extremely concerning, crazy, and it would keep me from ever visiting your house. So 877-881-1053, the best side dish. Hey, from the 214, potato salad.
Ooh, potato salad's really good. Which one? Is it the mustard? Red potato with the white, or is it the deviled egg version? Deviled egg's my favorite.
I'll pick none.
From the 254, the Caesar salad. That's a go-to with like a good steak.
Is that a
or something.
Side?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pre-dinner. Salads are pre-dinner. You don't
pre-dinner.
Yeah, you eat a salad before dinner. Just like eggs or pre-birds.
Hold on, wait. Before we get into any of that, but
what?
Some people eat the salad for their meal.
Yeah.
Sorry. The salad, you go and you sit down, appetizer, soups and salads, entree. That's what it says on the menus. Mm. That's how it is.
From the 817, a salad is the ultimate side dish.
Oh my gosh.
I think you're on a bit of an island here, Majors. Mm. Bit of an island here.
I'm gonna be naked on that island. Nude day.
Okay, I like the announcement. I like this from the 615. Roasted red pepper mac and cheese. Spice it up a little bit.
Whoa.
Sounds I get down lovely. With that. Oh, there it is. Fried okra.
That's what my wife would vote.
I love fried okra. Gross. I don't even know why. It kind of tastes like dirt a little bit.
What? But it's your favorite?
I love fried okra, dude. And pickled okra, too. I like pickled okra. Huh. I like okra.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of like some of those fancier cheeses that it's like it does not look good, it does not smell good, but you still...
Yeah, my favorite cheese is the gross cheese. Yeah, I'm with you.
That was my favorite time when you were trying to remember the cheese and you're like, yeah, the one that just stinks. Yeah,
it's
like,
delicious.
And everybody knew exactly what you were talking they about, did. Too. I just love how cheese is. One of the first shows I ever did on this station, like I think the first time I ever spoke on the air was me and Jared trying to convince Will Chambers that blue cheese was an aberration.
Oh.
Yeah. And Jared's point was, if it's something that is literally growing mold and technically going bad, why am I eating it? I was like, huh. That's an intriguing point, Jared. Intriguing point.
All right. Side salad. Okay, I get it now. Side salad. That's side right. salad, though. That's not a salad. Side salad.
Why do you have such a firm stance on salads?
This is my side steak. It goes along with my regular steak that I ordered.
I used to do whenever I would go to Jack in the Box. I would get a burger, like a Jumbo Jack or whatever, and the tacos were my side. That was it.
Yeah.
At least it gives me a chance to play this because there's never really a great context to play it.
Salad Master.
There we go. Just needed to get that.
That popped into my head over the weekend too. It just cracks me up.
I have like a weekly quota in my head of like drops. Oh. And Salad Master is always one that I'm like, I'm going to find an odd way to make this happen. And it almost never does because how does that work with anything we talk about for salads? So keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. Your favorite side dishes. I believe we're going to have some time here. So Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics. He's a maniac. He's a weirdo. We've played multiple clips of him on this show where I'm just like, how is this a real human?
Yes.
Well, he continued that by joining a podcast, the Games with Names podcast with Julian Edelman, where there's always some great content coming out of that podcast. But when you get Joe Mazzulla to sit down with you for an hour and talk about things primarily not related to basketball, you get a lot of good sounds. And he had a great date night idea that I've never really heard before.
So you know how they have escape rooms?
Yeah.
We should start a business where you have like situation rooms. You can sign up and go in and reenact different things. You know, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Ah, we're going to grab dinner and then we're going to go reenact the Bin Laden raid.
That'd be a sick first date
what
idea.
What the hell?
The escape room's just the beginning.
They have those. You go out to like the West Coast, the John Wick guy that teaches you gun.
But I'm talking like down here on the main road. I'm saying like you can find an escape room anywhere.
At a billiard spot?
Yeah, like tonight we're going to reenact.
Saw 4.
No, yeah, maybe. I mean, talk about morality. But tonight we're going to reenact like negotiation tactics. After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped, and I got to use my negotiation tactics to, like, get you back.
Fun Friday night.
I mean, escape rooms are just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's child's play.
That's boring.
Did he say rob a grave? Or did I just hear that on my own?
I'm sorry. My brain stopped hearing new information when he goes, maybe we could go get dinner and then reenact the Osama bin Laden raid. I legitimately was shocked. I had not heard that audio. Yeah. That is crazy.
He is a madman, and he was straight-faced this whole time. Like, he meant that. And I like how he said that's child's play, you know? Like, escape rooms
Holy
are boring.
Holy crap.
Dude.
What are you about to say?
I'm trying.
Do you want me to do the Bin Laden hypothetical?
Something wild is fun, though, right?
By the way, if you have not heard it, and you come to the Whataburger in Frisco tomorrow and want to hear my Bin Laden hypothetical, I will tell you.
You don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it.
You
want to show up.
No. It's going to make you think.
Yes.
You want to show up. You don't want to ask Kevin what that
was. I'm not going to force people to hear it.
And Kevin, just to satisfy the tease, All in Texas was awesome. I was telling my buddy Anthony, this is one of those shows that if you have a friend that's like on the fence about wrestling or not, stupid, why do you watch that? That's a show that you put in front of them and you say, watch this, and you'll change their mind.
You know what? Let's put a pin in that because I have another football thing I want to talk about. We'll combo that up with wrestling at 122.
Ooh, I like that.
Work for you?
I'm all in.
Oh! Coming up next, he can't keep rolling his eyes because he's got to talk. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Is this guy the greatest athlete of our time? We do it next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.